All the friars were interested in the map, but Perez was even more eager than the others, for he had always liked to study maps. "Columbus, you are right," he suddenly cried. "I believe in your plan. I am sure you can prove that the world is round, and this very day I will send a messenger to Queen Isabella, asking her to give you ships for your voyage." In this way it came about that the Queen of Spain gave Columbus the help for which he had waited so long. Early one August morning in the year 1492, he set sail with three ships from Spain. Diego at the palace. Little Diego wanted to go on the great voyage, but his father told him that he was too young. So the boy was taken to the palace of the King of Spain, where he was to stay until his father came home. Often poor Diego was very unhappy, for almost everyone in Spain believed that Columbus would never come back from this strange voyage. People called him the Foolish Sailor, because he said that the world is round and that he could reach India by sailing west. Very often, the other boys in the palace would make fun of Diego. "Oh, Diego," shouted one of these boys about 7 months after Columbus had sailed away. "What news today from the Foolish Sailor?